From Spark and Anvil and Tectonic Forge, this is Plate and Rift, in Chapter 1 of the Tectonic Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The air in the Tectonic Forge model room carried a faint, intriguing scent, a mix of warm foam and the subtle hum of electricity. At its heart, a massive globe dominated the space. Crafted from surprisingly yielding foam, its surface was crisscrossed with intricate seams, each one representing a fault line or a continental boundary. Maya leaned closer, her brow furrowed in deep concentration. A tablet clutched in her hand displayed a blinking red dot precisely positioned over the island of Iceland. She gnawed on her lower lip, a familiar frustration tightening her chest. The data on the screen was clear, yet the why remained stubbornly out of reach. "I know the earthquake was here," Maya said, pointing to the dot on the foam globe. Her voice was quiet, edged with impatience. "But I don't get which kind of shake it was." Beside her, two strange figures materialized, their forms distinct and compelling. One, a vast and slow entity named Plate, resembled a giant, comfortable paving stone. Its surface, the color of ancient granite, seemed to absorb light rather than reflect it. Plate moved with a deep, grinding patience, each shift a deliberate, weighty act. The other, Rift, was a shimmering, crackling line of pure light that fidgeted constantly. It hummed with a nervous energy that made the air around it feel subtly warmer, like static before a storm. "Patience," Plate rumbled, its voice slow and resonant, like stones shifting deep beneath the earth. "The answer is on the surface. You just have to know how to see the pieces. Or the spaces between the pieces," fizzed Rift, its voice a high-pitched crackle. "The spaces are the fun part. That's where I live. Zap! New ground!" Rift darted along one of the globe's prominent seams, leaving a faint, ephemeral trail of light that quickly faded. Maya squinted, trying to connect the zipping luminescence to the persistent blinking dot on her screen. The connection felt just beyond her grasp.
Plate took a slow, deliberate step toward the globe, its immense form barely disturbing the floor. It placed a heavy, yet surprisingly gentle hand on one of the huge foam sections, the one representing the North American continent. "Everything you stand on," Plate said, in its low, unhurried voice, "is a piece like this one, a plate, and we are always, always moving." With immense slowness, Plate pushed the foam continent. It only moved a tiny bit, a displacement less than the width of Maya's finger. The movement was so subtle, she almost missed it. "See? You can barely tell," Plate continued, its gaze fixed on Maya. "Your fingernails grow faster than I move a continent. But I am very, very strong, and I never, ever stop." Maya watched, her eyes wide with a dawning comprehension. The physical shift was negligible, yet she imagined what that tiny push meant on the scale of a real planet. It represented an almost incomprehensible amount of power, unfolding with such glacial speed that no human could ever truly feel it happening. The sheer, relentless force was mind-boggling. "I carry everything," Plate explained, patting the foam shape with a deep thud. "Cities and mountains and forests and oceans, I just drift. It takes millions of years to cross an ocean, but when you have that much time, you can go anywhere. The whole surface of the world is just a puzzle of pieces like me, all floating and shifting, day after day, century after century." Plate paused, allowing the vastness of the concept to settle. "The world is never truly still."
"And where the pieces move, I happen," Rift crackled, zipping over to where Plate's hand had been. It hovered right over the seam between the North American plate and the Eurasian plate, a shimmering, energetic boundary. "He pushes, see? He pulls, he grinds. But what happens to the space he leaves behind?" Rift vibrated with intense excitement, its light pulsing faster. "Me! I'm what happens? A bright, concentrated light pulsed from Rift, illuminating the seam that ran right through the foam model of Iceland. When two plates pull apart, they make a space, a gap, a rift. And that's not empty space for long. New rock bubbles up from deep inside the earth to fill it. It's hot and fresh, and it makes the ground stretch and crack and shake. On the word shake, Rift sent a tiny tremor through the foam globe. It was just a little wobble, but Maya felt the distinct vibration through the floor, up through her sneakers. She looked from the slow, steady, immovable presence of plate to the zinging, energetic, constantly shifting wrist. One was the quiet, monumental cause. The other was the noisy, immediate result. So, an earthquake is the ground splitting to make room for new ground? She asked, her voice barely a whisper. The pieces were finally starting to fit.
Exactly, Rift and Plate said at the same time, their voices creating a strange geological chord. Plate's was a low, resonant rumble, while Rift's was a high-pitched, almost musical crackle. I provide the movement, Plate said, giving the foam piece another microscopic, almost imperceptible push. The slow, unstoppable separation. And I am the separation itself, Rift buzzed, glowing brightly in the ever so slightly wider gap. You can't have one without the other. If he doesn't move, I don't exist. If I don't open up, he can't go anywhere. We're a team. Rift zipped a quick circle around Plate, a bright spark against the granite-colored bulk. Maya looked at the globe, then back at her tablet. The blinking red dot was right on top of the seam that Rift was lighting up, the very boundary it now inhabited. So Iceland is a place where two plates are moving apart? She asked, a new certainty in her tone. That's why it has so many earthquakes and volcanoes? She gets it, Rift fizzed, doing a triumphant little dance along the seam. Plate gave a slow, deep nod that seemed to take a full 10 seconds, a ponderous affirmation. The motion, it rumbled, has a shape, a geometry. The shaking happens along our edges. You just found one.
Maya reached out and traced the seam running through Iceland with her finger. The foam felt cool and slightly textured beneath her touch. It's a divergent boundary, she said, remembering the precise term from her lesson, because the plates are diverging or moving away from each other. The word felt right, a perfect fit for the process she was witnessing. A perfect word for it, Plate rumbled in agreement, its voice like bedrock settling. Pulling apart, making space, building new ocean floor centimeter by centimeter, Rift added, zipping back and forth along the line, its energy infectious. It's what I do best. It's messy and shaky work, but that's how you make a planet bigger on the inside. Rift pulsed, a tiny, bright star against the dark seam. Maya smiled, a genuine grin of understanding spreading across her face. It finally clicked. The slow, invisible dance of the continents, a movement so vast it was almost impossible to comprehend, and the sudden, noisy shakes at their edges, the visible evidence of that colossal motion. She looked at the two strange figures beside her, the steady, massive Plate and the electric, energetic Rift. They weren't just characters in a model room. They were a fundamental process, an inseparable pair that shaped the very ground she stood on, constantly remaking the world. Okay, Maya said, tapping her answer into the tablet, the blinking red dot now making perfect sense. I get it now. Thanks, you two. Plate gave another of its ponderous, thoughtful nods, a silent acknowledgement of her comprehension. Beside it, Rift shimmered, its job done for the moment, humming with the constant creative energy of a world in motion. And Maya, standing quietly between the slow one and the quick one, felt something loosen and settle warm in her chest. The deep, easy calm that comes when a thing that once felt tangled and confusing finally clicks into place. The ground beneath her sneakers didn't feel frightening anymore. It felt alive and steady in its own restless way, and she felt strangely, happily glad to be standing on it. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Plate and Rift. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.